From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hundreds are reported dead in 48 hours of intense bombardment in Syria's rebel-held eastern Ghouta region bordering Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the death toll of 250 is the highest in that same period since a 2013 chemical attack in eastern Ghouta. Video uploaded on social media showed rescuers trying to reach people trapped in debris following the airstrikes. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert expressed deep concern over the escalating fighting, including attacks on hospitals and civilian infrastructure.
The Assad regime's siege and starve tactics are creating a humanitarian disaster. The horrors of East Aleppo are being repeated in East Ghouta with the ongoing slaughter of trapped civilians and woefully inadequate access for humanitarian actors.
She said the U.S. supports a month-long cessation of hostilities to allow delivery of humanitarian aid and the evacuation of civilians in need of medical attention. In the northwest Afrin region, this pro-regime fighter says he was with the Syrian Popular Forces and part of an effort to join up with Kurdish fighters to expel Turkish forces. Turkey intervened in January against the YPG Kurds that it views as a security threat to its frontier. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, Tuesday told Parliament he planned to screen the lifestyles of future government officials through an audit in a bid to combat corruption.
That is something that I believe we have to do. And this will be done starting with the executive of the country. Yes, we will go in that way.
Mr. Ramaphosa took office last week following the resignation of Jacob Zuma. This is VOA News.